Life after life. One day, gathering with his friends at the priest Khajr's pyramid, Jan asked him, "Why did they build pyramids specifically in ancient times and not other types of temples?"
"The pyramid is the perfect form for receiving energy. It aligns with the cardinal points and receives the flow that goes between the north and south poles, as well as the flow that results from the Earth's rotation, going between east and west. Moreover, the pyramidal shape helps in receiving the flow that goes vertically between the sky and the Earth, and the strongest point in it is precisely at the intersection of these flows. Let's fly to the last active pyramid on Earth, Mount Kailash."
With this intention, they immediately found themselves in Tibet. Jan unfocused his gaze and saw the flows that Khajr was talking about. The most powerful flow was between the sky and the earth, one descending like a pillar of light, and the other ascending along the sides of the pyramid, then spiraling upward. Around Kailash, Buddhist pilgrims were performing prostrations.
"Look at how mechanically they perform this spiritual practice. Yet, it should be done consciously. Millions of Buddhists perform prostrations thousands of times over many years. However, almost none of them reach the promised enlightenment because they do it mechanically, not knowing the inner meaning of this spiritual practice, which has long been forgotten. The master, possessing spiritual vision, revived this ancient practice by explaining its true meaning to his disciples. Now, each of them can achieve spiritual realization with its help, and assist others by explaining the correct way to perform this ritual to Buddhists. It is better to consciously do 3 prostrations than 1,000 mechanically. It gives nothing but physical exertion."
"So, the main thing is the attitude, not the place?"
"For a ritual, the setting, the temple, the place of power, icons, candles, incense, music, and one's own clothing are important. All this allows one to step away from ordinary perception, activate the essence, and tune into the elevated, the divine. Objects belonging to saints, relics, etc., help to tune into them. The dome is also good for attracting the vertical energy flow. The aliens from Sirius, for instance, had temples in the form of a hemisphere. They built such a temple in Atlantis when they launched civilization. This temple later collapsed during the fall of Atlantis."
"And there will never be anything like it on Earth again?"
"Objects, people reincarnate. And now, the time has come for the great temple to be incarnated. It was also in our world of the dead, in the world of the past, and now it has transitioned to the world of the future. Currently, it only has a mental body, but soon it will acquire other bodies. And when the stars align in the sky, its incarnation will begin. It is like a cloud. At first, any incarnating phenomenon is merely an idea, an energy body, like cirrus clouds. But when this idea enters the minds of beings who will incarnate it is filled with emotions, then with their energy, and acquires denser bodies. Thus, this cloud turns into a rain cloud and materializes as rain. This is how the process of materialization occurs."
They flew to the world of the future and saw there what appeared to be misty, blurry forms of future things and events.
"That's why it's difficult to see the future, as many of its events are not yet formed and are in the most subtle levels. Often, the future comes to us in symbolic forms in dreams."
But then, they descended to slightly denser layers and saw more distinct objects and events ready for incarnation.
"There it is. Look."
"Oh, what a wonder."
"It is beautiful."
they began to examine the temple with interest. The top was white, symbolizing God. Then came a rainbow, and the bottom was black, representing the unfinished, imperfect world. The rainbow symbolized the seven levels of existence. The temple had four entrances on the cardinal points, protruding from the hemisphere. Each represented one of the four paths: the fakir, the monk, the yogi, and the tantric. On the rainbow, the world was depicted. The dark purple color represented the night sky with constellations and galaxies, gradually transitioning into blue and light blue, symbolizing the sky. There were clouds, the sun, the moon, and birds flying in it. Green represented the forest with trees from different regions of the earth. On the meadows, animals roamed, flowers bloomed, waterfalls flowed, and lakes reflected all the beauty of the forest. This symbolized God's creation. Yellow was the desert, with ancient cities, pyramids, the temples of Khajuraho, and others. Ziggurats, sphinxes, and yurt-like houses symbolized human activity. The desert represented the world of people, which was symbolic. Below, red and orange depicted tongues of flame, symbolizing the energy that moves the entire world and its transient nature. The entrances were on a slight elevation, and below them, on the black part, there were images of hell and the underworld, as imagined by different people. Staircases led to the entrances, indicating that religion is above ordinary life, and if it mixes with it, it turns into politics, jihad, crusades, inquisition, a pretext for repressions and wars, the foundation of human misconceptions and prejudices. There were seven steps, each with a chakra symbol, representing the octave and seven chakras through which the spirit ascends to merge with God. As they examined the interior of the temple, they felt an amazing state of grace and peace. Just like in the world of angels, Kadjar suggested praying inside. They entered a divine, enlightened state, and, staying in it for a long time, didn't want to leave this wonderful place.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.